Masechet Kelim, Perek Kavhe, Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about the hand grip of a utensil, the spot where a person will put his fingers in order to grip, to hold on to the utensil. We'll talk about it in the context of the decree of Tameh liquids. Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim yesh lehen ahorayim batoch, v'yesh lehen bet sevi'ah. All utensils with containers have laws for their outsides and for their insides, like we've been talking about. And they also have a different law about their hand grips. That's a sevi'ah, a hand grip. The decree of tameh liquids makes a utensil tameh, but hachamim treated the hand grip as a separate part of the utensil, separate from the rest of the outside. So if a tameh liquid touches the outside of a utensil, the outside becomes tameh, but the hand grip does not. If the hand grip does touch tameh liquid, then the hand grip becomes tameh, but the rest of the outside does not. It's totally detached, as if it's detached. It's not part of it. It's a totally new component of the utensil. We'll talk about hand grips in another context. If a person who's holding a utensil by the hand grip has to be concerned that he touched the outside of the utensil or not. If, for example, the outside is tameh, but the hand grip is not, let's say he was holding onto the hand grip, did he touch the outside, which was tameh as well? Rabbi Tadfon omed, la areva gedola shel etz, says Rabbi Tadfon about a large wooden kneading bowl, that we don't have to be concerned that you touched the outside of the utensil if you touched the hand grip, because it's generally only held by the hand grip because of its size, because it's so big. With other utensils, if a person holds the hand grip, we do think that he's also overlapping with the exterior, the outside of the utensil, and therefore the laws of Tum'ah would apply to him. He touched Tum'ah. Rabbi Akiva omed lechosot, says Rabbi Akiva, even with cups that are small, we're not concerned that if a person touched the hand grip, that he touched the outside as well. According to the Rabbi Akiva, cups are held by their hand grips and people would not touch the rest of the cup. Now that we mentioned this leniency, we'll talk about situations that it applies to. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says that a person who touched the hand grip doesn't have to suspect that he touched the outside. It applies layadayim atemeot to a person's hands that are tameh as a sheni by the rabbis, and he touches the hand grip that is tahor. The rabbis decreed in certain situations that the hands could become tameh, even though the rest of the body is tahor. For example, if a person touches a rishon latum'ah, a rishon cannot make a person tameh. But the rabbis made a decree on his hands that his hands become a sheni. Likewise, as well, hachamim said, regular ordinary hands, setam yadayim, have the status of a sheni latum'ah as well. Hands that are a sheni cannot make a utensil tameh, but hands that are a sheni could make liquid tameh. So if there's liquid on the utensil and a person's hands touched the utensil, or the person's hands touched the liquids, his hands, the sheni hands, would make the tameh, the liquid tameh on a rishon, and the liquid would then make the utensil tameh. Therefore, that's what we're talking about in this case. A person with tameh hands, if he touches the hand grip of a utensil and the outside of the utensil was wet, we don't fear that he touched the outside and then therefore put that whole cycle into motion. We're not nervous about it. That's where it applies. V'atehorot, it also applies to the pure hands of a person who touches the hand grip of a utensil, whose outside has a light form of tum'ah, which can then make a person's hand tameh by rabbinic decree, the other way, where the outside of the utensil was tameh. That's a sheni la tum'ah. Sheni cannot make a person's hand tameh, but liquid can. The tameh utensil could make liquid tameh. So we're talking about a case where a person's hands were wet. If he had liquid on his hands, and they touched the outside of the utensil, which was tameh, then the liquid becomes tameh, and then he becomes tameh from that liquid. So therefore, we're adding in over here that we're not concerned about this. Amar Rabbi Yoseh, lo amru ela le'adayim atehorot bilvad, says Rabbi Yoseh, the leniency only applies to the case with tahor hands, not with tameh hands. In the case of the tameh hands, a person who touched the hand grip has to suspect that he touched the rest of the utensil as well and made it impure. But a person who had pure hands and he was nervous that he became impure from the liquid on his hands that touched the impure utensil, in that case, we would say he doesn't have to worry.